Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's our good friend, longtime brain trust member, CEO and founder of U-Turn, president of Swift and Shift, co-founder of the ForwardHeroes.org website. He's also the co-author of A World Gone Social, and he's been a member of our brain trust for a long time now. He's our good friend, Mark Babbitt. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be here, always.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, for you, Mark?
Every morning. Every morning I'm here.
So, okay. You and I were given instructions from our peers, or not our peers, but our betters, our elders, teachers, professors, advisors, ministers, parents, etc., that basically if you just worked hard, kept your nose clean, and got a good education, a good liberal arts education, the world was going to be your oyster, wasn't it?
Well, yes, and Jim, we refer to that as the big lie. You know, it didn't.
It wasn't the big lie in the 20th century.
It wasn't. In the 70s and 80s, those who graduated with a college degree were special.
You could graduate with a liberal arts degree in basket weaving and become a VP of marketing within 5 years.
Well, that's it. But think about the percentage of people who went to college and graduated college back then. It's much different than it is now. 81% of our young adults now go to college. Doesn't mean they finish. But 81%. So going to college no longer makes you special. That degree no longer makes you special. It's in the 70s, 80s, 90s, last century, a high school diploma was a minimum requirement. In many industries and many jobs now, a college degree is that minimum requirement. It is not special. It does not make you employable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a minimum requirement.
Well, it's just the key in the old days, so to speak, back in the era you were talking about. Nobody, for most jobs, they didn't even ask what your major was. They didn't ask what your background was. If you had a college degree, that was the ticket to ride, right? But now, as you say, it's merely the first part of the litmus test, isn't it?
It is, and that's okay, Jim. But here's the deal: we're still our mentors, our parents are still talking about the big lie, like it's real, and it's almost like we're running for president.
Who is still saying these things? Surely high school advisors aren't saying these things anymore.
Actually, they are. Academics are one of the worst offenders. And I tell you, admissions offices of colleges are some of the worst offenders because they're still selling the dream.
Well, they're still selling that. I had a president of a liberal arts school on the show yesterday, Dr. Joe Nyer with Iona College out of New York. And we were talking about, I asked him about the future of liberal arts education, and the point he made was that liberal arts, for its own sake, and I'm paraphrasing him, and I hope I'm not doing it badly, but the way I took from him was liberal arts, for its own sake, may not be enough, but a technical education without liberal arts is not a well-rounded education. That was his point.
Well, I agree completely with that, and there's the real rub is employers today want, require, look for well-rounded individuals. It's not just the college education that's going to get you in the door. It's the diversity of your education. It's your experience. It's the soft skills that you've developed along the way. It's your ability to research and think about how you fit directly into that company and be able to articulate that during the interview process. They don't want somebody that has great technical knowledge but nothing else. They want that well-rounded person that's going to walk in and start doing the job right away.
Well, for one reason, the marketplace is no longer that vertical as it used to be. I mean, threats could come, threats and opportunities could come. They don't come vertically at you anymore. It's stacked up, you know, in a perfect the direction that you knew they were going to come in. They're spread out. They're more horizontal, aren't they? The threats and the opportunities. If you're not, and if you're not a fairly well-rounded thinker, you're going to miss it.
Well, here's, you hit the nail on the head. Challenges are coming at companies from every different direction, and there isn't a CEO in the world that isn't afraid of being Ubered. So they need those dynamic individuals able to communicate with high emotional intelligence and the knowledge, the technical knowledge, of course, to be able to meet those challenges head on in small groups and big groups as a company, as little targeted micro teams built to solve a specific challenge. You have to be able to adapt within those environments.
What was that movie Melanie Griffith was in with Harrison Ford? Remember the one where she was
Working Girl?
There you go.
Yeah, it's one of my wife's favorite movies.
That was a great movie. Remember though, when she discovered where they were going to be exposed, she was just reading the glamour page of a magazine. She saw one little quirky thing in the apparel industry, and that led her to implications for this other company. I mean, that's the kind of thinking you're talking about.
Well, it is, and if there isn't an employer in the world, I mean, you could be, let's just take accounting, for example, right? You could be the best accountant in the world, and you can follow the century-old directions and do your job exactly right, and still miss a little nuance that somebody with a little entrepreneurial spirit, a little emotional intelligence might catch and literally save your client millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what companies are looking for today. That's they don't want just an accountant. They want an accountant with business acumen. They want an accountant that can actually see the problems
before it happens. And an accountant that's engaged in the business, not just engaged in their job.
That's it, exactly.
Engagement. You've got to have people. If you're going to be worth anything to me, I need you to be more engaged as a stakeholder in my company, not just someone who shows up and clocks in and does their job.
Well, here's the deal, Jim. You said it perfectly, but I'm going to add a little bit to it. Is if you're not just doing your job, but keeping the best interests of the company in mind and staying focused on the mission of the organization, you're an employee that every employer in the world is going to want to
That's
hire.
That's right. That's right. So if you have people like that, folks, you better take care of them because they'll get poached in a New York minute. We're going to come back, and I'm going to ask Mark's doing some work with academia about this, and I'm going to ask him to tell us a little bit about what he's up against with these guys. That's right after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.